Hi, I'm Eileen Smith. Welcome to another edition of Free Podcast Host. On this podcast, we've been looking at free options for you to get your podcast up and running. We're making comparisons of some different platforms. So far, we've talked about Anchor. We've also talked about Podbean, which is where we're recording now. We took a look at Buzzsprout and Spreaker. We're actually doing a deep dive on Spreaker right now because Spreaker has the option for us to import our Anchor podcast RSS feed. You know, one of the downsides of using Anchor is that you don't have a direct connection to submitting your RSS feed to Apple Podcasts or Google Play or Overcast or any of the other podcast directories. Pretty much Anchor submits your feed to all those places, which means, in a sense, they control your feed. So I'm working on a workaround for that for some folks who are thinking about expanding their podcast. They want to up-level the podcast, but they're still not ready to make that investment in a paid host such as Libsyn or Blueberry, or even an upgrade here on Podbean. So Spreaker does have some features, and you know, you can upgrade over on Spreaker as well, but right now we're just taking a look at what you can do for free. And you can import your RSS feed from your Anchor show. And I'm going to pop around on Podbean to see if you can do the same thing here as well. Because when you do that, you can disable the RSS feed. See, the problem with having the import is that you don't want to have two versions of your feed over in iTunes, because then you split your audience. But Spreaker has the option to disable that feed once you import it in, or even if you weren't importing a feed, if you were just uploading content over there on Spreaker, you don't have to have an RSS feed for it. And that gives you the opportunity to use their player. And I gotta admit, I think Spreaker has the most gorgeous podcast player out of all the hosts, free or paid. And when you do that, you can also customize your episodes. Each episode can have their own individual piece of art, which is something you cannot do with Anchor. And you also can customize all of the show notes with your calls to action, your links, and so forth. And with Spreaker, you get the opportunity to remove their branding. You can create a playlist of all of your episodes. So with that one embed, you can have your latest episode playing at the top, and then your listeners can scroll down through your back catalog, and they can literally sit on your blog and binge listen to you. So we'll explore to see if Podbean also offers that option. I did find that one of the limitations for Podbean that I wasn't too pleased with is that you only have a 500 character limit on those descriptions when you're using the free plan. And so I'm hoping that maybe we'll get some patrons in over on Podbean so that we can upgrade our plan. But for now, because I want to provide you guys with free options, I want you to see what are those stumbling blocks when you're using a free host. So I'm going to put myself in that position as well, so I can see it from your point of view and see what features are available for you. Now today, my friend Vernon Ross, he has a podcast called the Social Strategy Podcast, and he is also an affiliate of Podbean, and he does some work for them. And he was showing me about the premium features. Now, on Spreaker, you can make private episodes so that you can restrict the access to them. And you can do the same on Podbean, but you also can. They have a payment gateway set up where people can pay for that premium content right on the Podbean site. So that's another incredible feature. There's just so many ways that we can monetize our content, and we don't have to worry about the restrictions and all the limitations that some of these other sites put on us, such as YouTube. Facebook is rolling out a new algorithm, and I'm sure once they do that on Facebook, they'll do it on Instagram as well. And so with your podcast, with your voice, your message can reach your target audience, and you can monetize that content without sponsors, without advertising, but your community can support you. And Patreon is one way they can do that, but there's also several options for that here on Podbean. So guys, I want to keep you up to date with what's going on next. In the next few episodes, we'll have another podcast host that we're going to look at. And when it comes to free podcast hosting, I think I've kind of covered the best ones. So it might be kind of downhill from here. But it's still, I'm sure that I will find some kind of light at the end of the tunnel that will, you know, give you reasons to explore some of these other options as well. I'm not sure which one I'm going to look at next. So you just stay tuned, because whatever it is, I promise it's going to be good. So with that, you have a great day and happy podcasting. Peace.